Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right, new users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. All you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time to ask Ross. And here's what you need to do if you want your question answered by Ross. You need to download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see a nice Ask Ross button there, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. And the best question, deemed by Ross, will win the KSN polo shirt. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with Ronnie from Toronto, Ontario. You know, Ross, I love when we get international questions. We are internationally known company here. So here, let's go with Ronnie says, hi guys, big fan of the show. I think there's a lot of football fans out there, including myself, that don't completely understand the difference with zone read, read option, and RPO. Could you explain the differences, please? Thanks and keep up the great work.
Yeah. So to my knowledge, good question. To my knowledge, there really is no difference between the zone read and the read option. I think that there's just two different ways of saying essentially the same thing, which is that you're running a zone play and the quarterback is typically reading someone, usually the end man on the line of scrimmage, away from where the zone is going, right? So if it's a zone to the right, all the offensive linemen are working to the right. The quarterback puts the ball in the belly of the running back who's going to the right, and they're not blocking the end man on the line of scrimmage to the left. He's unblocked. The quarterback is reading him. If he goes flat down the line to try to tackle the ball carrier, then the quarterback is to pull the ball and run around the edge. If he comes up the field at all, or slow plays it at all, you give the ball to the running back, and the idea is there should be a pretty good cutback at some point because that defensive end won't be there for the backside C gap, which is outside of the offensive tackle. There should be some space there. So the idea is that that guy really can't be right. That's the goal, is to make it so that he can't be right. That's what you're trying to accomplish. And some people call that zone read. Some people call it read option. To my knowledge, it's essentially the same thing. RPO is run pass option. So you're actually usually reading someone off the ball and you're debating whether or not to give it to the running back or pull the ball and throw it. So essentially, most of the time, it manifests itself by looking at the backside linebacker, the weak side linebacker. So you put the ball in the belly of the runner. If that linebacker comes running downhill and is trying to make a play on the ball carrier, you pull the ball out and you throw the slant to the receiver behind him because there's going to be a void there because the backside linebacker is going to be coming so hard, you know, to try to make the run stop. If instead he slow plays it and he's staying back and he's waiting on the slant, that you might throw, then you give it to the running back, and he should be late. He should be slow and late to make the play on the running back.
And I assume this makes the read for the quarterback pretty easy, because he's just looking at one defender, and he either does this or that depending on what that one defender does. So it should be a fairly easy read, correct?
Yes. You're really usually only reading one guy, and it's either end man in the line of scrimmage a lot of times, although there are different read plays where they block the end man and then they don't block like a D tackle. And you read the D tackle sometimes on some of these read plays. And then usually you are reading an outside linebacker. The guy that's lined up on the slot receiver is who you're usually reading with the RPO. The idea is for both of these things is that they really can't be right. That's the goal. The goal is that they can't be right. You're putting one defender in a bind to the point where no matter what choice he makes, you can make him wrong.
Got it. All right, let's go to Kent in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Jim and Ross, really appreciate the show. Listen all the time, and congrats on bringing in more markets. My question revolves around bringing in an offensive coordinator. You talked about how when a new position coach, how they have to work with their players and teach them various new techniques. When a new OC comes in, what does that coach ask or request of the position coaches to adjust to his new offense? Is the new offensive coordinator training the trainers on what they want to see?
1,000%. Really good question. 1,000%. And that's also why a lot of times you will see that guys want to bring in position coaches that they've worked with, you know, because they know those position coaches know what the coordinator wants, know what he's looking for, know how he wants it taught, and then they will implement it. And so that kind of continuity is important. And by the way, that's something that neither Shiraka or Yurcich really had, right? Like, to my knowledge, neither one of them was able to bring in, you know, a guy that they wanted, you know, at certain positions that I'm aware of. Like, neither one of them, like Yurcich, didn't bring in anybody from Oklahoma State or Ohio State or Texas, and Shiraka didn't bring anybody from Minnesota. So they really don't have that sort of synchronicity, which I think is a word, Jim. I'm not sure. Synchronicity between those. So I think it's a really good question. But yes, the first thing is for the coordinator to say to his coaches, here's what I want done. Here's how I want it done, for sure.
Got it. All right. Next up is John from Dallas, PA. Ross, other than the quarterback position, what position requires the most mental acumen? And in parentheses, he says, I know you know what that word means. To play that position at the highest level, assuming the player has all the physical skills for that position, perhaps you can choose a position from the defensive side as well as the offensive side of the ball.
So offensive side is going to be offensive line, without any question. Because there are so many subtle adjustments that need to get made. It's very hard to be a good offensive lineman and not be football smart. I don't care what your grades are, SATs or whatever. I'm talking football smart. Very hard. Very hard to be an offensive lineman without being football smart. I've seen so many guys, Jim, that they just so physically gifted, but the natural football IQ, it just didn't come for them. They just didn't have that naturally. And it's sometimes it was sad. It was like almost no matter how hard these guys have learned, they weren't able to really get that part of it done. Defense, it's definitely not defensive line. Defensive line is the easiest to play. It's just line up in this gap and go. I'd say probably the secondary. There's a lot of adjustments that need to get made in the secondary. I'd say secondary with the linebackers being next after that.
Okay, next up is Tony from Reading, who says, let's talk ownership of playbooks. Does Penn State retain the inventory of all playbooks developed over the years, both in-house as well as those brought by outside hires like Moorhead and Shiraka and now Yurcich? If Penn State has Moorhead's playbook and Franklin's desire was to retain that style of play, could he not have instructed Shiraka to incorporate those plays into a game plan? Or is it, as I suspect, much more complex than simply running certain plays? By the way, I agree that GNA has the best pizza around. Love listening. Thanks. I'm assuming that's a Reading reference, the GNA thing.
It is a Reading reference, and it is the greatest pizza. It just made me both smile and hungry at the same point to hear GNA. That, I was already smiling about the Reading reference, and now you get GNA in there. Oh, Tony, you're killing me, bro. Killing me. I need a couple slices of pepperoni. Gosh, now I got to go visit my mom soon, Jim, just to get some DNA. So good. Oh, it's so good. Anyway,
you got sidetracked by Tony there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So they do retain the playbooks. Although what's interesting about that is, like, the players, they probably make the players keep them there because they don't want those to get into the wrong hands. Mm-hmm. But they do retain the playbooks, and they could absolutely say, I want to incorporate this play or that play, you know, this Moorhead play or that Moorhead play or that Ronnie play into the Shiraka offense. And Shiraka can do it. He might call it something different. And some of the ways they describe it might be different. But it's ultimately the same play. I mean, Jim, to put this in perspective, I played for 5 different teams, and I think I played for 9 different offensive coordinators, 9 different offensive line coaches, which, by the way, was not conducive to success, right? Like, I am very proud of my career, but I think if I had been with the same coach, same system, I think I could have, you know, reached my potential, right? Rather than switching every year. Part of that was my fault for not being good enough to not get cut, right? So anyway, but the point is yes, they can absolutely incorporate it. And they do. I mean, if you watch the recent, like, Packers game against the Rams, both McVay and LaFleur talked about stealing stuff from the other one. They watch the other one and they steal stuff for that week. So absolutely, you can pretty easily say, hey, let's implement this play. They just have to call it something different.
And as you answered our first question with RPOs and zone reads, you saw a lot of that. If you're keeping that style of play, you're doing pretty much the same thing as you described it earlier. All right, that is it for quarter number 3. In quarter number 4, we get Andy and Bob back. Stay tuned, and we're also going to name our winner of the Ask Ross segment. Stay tuned.
UFC's most notorious icon is back. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.